Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. With Coach Collins and the Cats host Maryland this Wednesday at Welsh Ryan Arena at 8 p.m. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Oh, man, there was a lot there. And I think that score listeners are in really good hands over the next 4 hours because Parkins and Spiegel are in the house. They were back there taking notes, shaking their heads at what was the opportunity for the Bears to really be viewed in a different light. And they continue to put together disastrous press conferences and shows of leadership like they did this afternoon. Hello, boys.
Hello, Lawrence. Hello, Spiegs.
Ahoy.
You know, I'm a big actions over words guy. Mm-hmm. And the actions of firing both Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy is still the lead story of the day. And I still believe ultimately will be a sign of good things to come for the Bears. However, those words were wild, man. Like, even by Bears standards, opening up with a scripted, premeditated admonishment of high school kids from Cary Grove and ending with questioning Olin Krutz's character and 60 minutes of mumbo-jumbo in between, and you wonder why people are skeptical of you. That is a wild approach to crisis management.
I feel it feels so repetitive to every few years go through this. You know, I'm flashing to like 96 and 01 and all these different press conferences where they promise big change or they at least give lip service to big change, but it's just the same thing. It's a family business where the family doesn't really know how to run it very well. And now we're going to watch them choose another GM and coach and hope they get lucky. But how do you not expect to sit here in 5 years or 6 years and have the same family with a different consultant? Last time it's Ernie Accorsi. This time it's Bill Polian.
Next time it'll be Tony Dungy.
Sure, sure. Whoever it's going to be. Instead of hiring somebody to actually help you with all that, let's just hope we get lucky hiring the GM and the coach. It's rinse and repeat again and again and again.
He admitted to being a football fan,
which was crazy.
And he also admitted that once this GM is hired, the GM will be reporting to him.
And that's the big change we're supposed to be impressed with.
And he admitted that he has a lot to learn on that front,
which is also ridiculous.
But that he won't have anyone advising him on how to evaluate that GM that's a football person because he will still rely on Ted Phillips. So if Ted Phillips is going to be still helping him because he's a trusted mentor or guidance or counsel, but he's not being reported to.
So on the day-to-day, nothing is changing.
So he's just going to be a less informed counsel? Like right now, the GM reports to Ted and George. Now he will just report to George. But when it's time to judge the success or failures of the
George
GM,
George will go to Ted.
He's going to go to Ted, but right. Ted wasn't in the room for the day-to-day. So like,
this is not how you evolve as an organization. This is not how you learn and grow and get better or build a structure. Like whoever that person you're going to be listening to is. Like, if it's not going to be Bill Polian because he's 79 and he's too famous and he's too busy writing books and he doesn't want to do it, okay. then it could have been Rick Spielman, or it could have been Rod Graves or Rick Smith or somebody who actually helps you in this process and then sticks around to see if it works out. So then next time you can learn from that. These people don't learn from anything. They don't learn anything.
You also don't even have to if you don't want to. And George did this later on. You don't have to tell the world that Bill Polian is helping you. You don't have to. Like, you could have just had his counsel and then made up your own mind. But he thinks that by speaking Bill Polian's name,
that we're impressed.
Yes, that we're going to be impressed, even though the last time that we really saw Bill Polian publicly was him not seeing the trend of quarterbacking probably changing.
Yeah, these are strategies. Like Ted not being there and sitting idly by at his office on the call while people lob grenades right over his head.
In a suit, though. His suit looked
30
good.
Minutes in, I was like, did people forget that he's on the call?
Well, that's a difference, though, Danny. Like, George not going out there.
Weird.
See what we're doing? We're moving Ted aside, so he's not even on the call, except he's still right there.
Let me add something else that it may seem small, but it's not. I don't like that they diminished Tanisha Wade's resume. I thought
she's still learning.
I hated that.
Yeah.
Like if you felt like you needed a DEI person in the room, which I think is a good thing, which I think is moving in the right direction, that's great. But do what you've done for everyone else and tell us how special she is, why she's in the room. The way that they diminished her, I thought was trash. And I also don't like that they, like, I get that around the complex you call him Soup. The man's name is Lamar. And just so that people understood who you were talking about, like, just make that nice and plain for people and explain what he's done in his 5 years working as a vice president there for the Bears. Like, all of that stuff is seems like a small thing, but it lets you understand that they don't care about details. And Danny, you said it when you walked into the studio. Whoever prepared his opening statement, fire them immediately.
I couldn't believe how it was handled.
And if it was George who wrote it, fire yourself, because it was ridiculous.
Well, but Lawrence, ownership wants George to continue, but ownership is his mother and family.
But she's very, very
disappointed. I actually felt that one.
Oh, man, I felt that one deep.
Jewish mom guilt, I felt that one.
Oh, man, I was like, you're right, I did not clean my room.
Yeah, like, I'm so sorry.
Damn it, you are on it. Yeah,
I got an A-minus, I'm sorry.
I left those dishes in the sink. You're 100% correct.
I will do better.
But hey, mom is letting him stay chairman. Yay!
Bill Polian is a legend, but it's been a decade since he was employed by a team. And I promise you this isn't ageist, because I was on the record as being against the Mike Mayock hire and against the John Gruden hire.
Out of the game.
And I would not like Bill Cowher. You know, it... out of the game.
Is a big deal.
The fact that he asked George about an injured Bears player and that impressed him, how do we know that that injured Bears player wasn't Justin Fields? And, like, everybody knew about him. You know, like, he is 79 years old. And part of his success, a huge part of it,
was in a different era.
Was having Peyton Manning.
Oh, for sure.
Like any... Peyton Manning went to 4 Super Bowls with 4 coaches because he was the football culture.
Yep.
So it was, no disrespect, but it was easy to hire coaches
every once in a while.
To
you'll
have
get a,
Peyton Manning.
Sure, you get a player that helps you define the culture. That's well said. And it should also be said, wasn't Bill Polian very loudly the one of the guys who said that Lamar Jackson ought to be a wide receiver and not a quarterback?
That's what I was saying, Speaks. Like, that's what I'm saying, that the last time we saw Bill Polian publicly,
right.
He didn't understand where the quarterback position was going.
He didn't get it. Right.
And he had Chad Kelly as the best quarterback in the 2017 class.
Yes.
All Bill Polian.
For whatever that's worth.
I mean, the
best
only
rapper,
difference
though.
The only difference between Ernie Accorsi in 2015 and Bill Polian in 2022 is a toupee. And Ernie Accorsi made $300,000 as a consultant. I don't know what Bill Polian's making. He's getting a lot of book plugs
out of it. $15 an hour.
Yeah, probably. But he's getting a lot of book plugs out of it. And they had a search term to help him find Jerry Angelo. Every time they do a hiring process, as they try to impress you by the people they show you they're asking for advice. And then, just like you were saying, Danny, they're left to their own devices. It's George and Ted, or Michael and Ted, or the McCaskies and Ted, sitting around every day not knowing what the hell they are doing.
I found myself, one of the notes that I wrote down, Speaks, was, then why didn't you just make Bill Polian president of football?
That's operation? What I'm saying.
And like just do that. And move, because
I would have killed that hire.
I don't like that you have George talking about, he's trying to have it both ways. He wants you to respect the amount of power that he has as Bears chairman, and he would like to point to specific things that happened in specific games that played a role in the firing of Matt Nagy and the firing of Ryan Pace. But when you ask him about that, then he relies on, well, no, guys, I'm just a fan.
And he got caught. He got caught a couple of times in there. One of them was after he had said, I'm just a fan. And then he was asked, well, how do you evaluate the GM if you're just a fan? And the GM's now reporting to you. How do you evaluate
that?
Wins and losses, playoffs. That's not enough. That's not enough.
And like, it's false, because look at what you allowed Ryan Pace to do for 7 years.
Absolutely. But
Ted doesn't regret it.
But on the day-to-day...
Also a ridiculous statement, Danny.
That statement was like, oh, you shouldn't have invited him here.
And you know what? Danny, you're so spot on that. Like,
that was a crazy answer. He only had answered two questions. That was his second one. And I was like, why isn't anyone asking Ted Phillips any questions? And then he said, well, I don't regret hiring Ryan or Matt. Well, they won zero playoff games.
And what Ted could have done in both of these instances, and it probably speaks to the personality of the man, he could have been like, look, George, if this is the way that you're going to go, you don't need me here. Like, you don't need me here for this. Why don't you make this look like this is all you, and make this look like we are moving in a different direction?
Yeah, they fell short.
Once they announced that Ted was on the call, everyone just threw their hands up. Like, what? Like, why are you doing this? Well, I appreciated some of the insight that he offered about Arlington Heights.
That's what they should have done.
But that's all he should have been doing, and they could have done that in a separate opportunity for him to talk to everyone.
That's right. Definitely true.
Right. We have a restructure. The GM will report to me. Ted is going to focus on Arlington Heights. Today is about the football operations of our team. Ted actually wants to make himself available to the Bears press corps on Thursday.
That's all they had to do.
To answer any Arlington Heights related questions.
Guys, George was nervous. George is not great at this part of it. George prepared like crazy for it. Obviously, the 8-minute written bit and then the answers. But George out there without Ted, I bet it was scary, man. It's scary. Which is why don't put yourself in this situation again. Bring in somebody who actually knows what the hell they're doing to help you through it.
And stop relying on people preparing you that don't know what they're doing either. Because that was a man that, while he had a prepared statement, he was not prepared.
Right.
He was not prepared for that press conference, and it showed.
We've got a lot to do, and obviously there's a lot of spinning plates here. Olin Kreutz just texted he'll be on in 20 minutes.
Oh, goodness.
Good.
So Olin's going to respond. We have not one but two Goodfellas treatments today from the best sound man in radio, Chris Tannehill. So we will come back with Ryan Pace getting the Goodfellas treatment. And we also have Pat Manoy. We also have Boomer Esiason. We also have your calls. And that was wow. And we have a request out for George McCaskey, who's joined this show the last 2 years. So maybe there's a chance that George will come on as well.
Guys, the show and the station is in very good hands. Have at it, boys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Lawrence. We're back with the Goodfellas treatment for Ryan Pace, and we are less than 20 minutes from Olin Kreutz. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.